I'm going to ask you to bow your head for a moment. And we're going to have a prayer. Father, we come remembering Jesus. We come thanking you for Jesus. We remember that for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will rest upon his shoulders, and he shall be called Prince of Peace. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, I'm going to do something a little different this morning. You see, it's time for a party. So we're going to lower the screen, and I need some volunteers. Oh, not you two grown ones. I don't have any children left out here, do I? Oh, Preston, will you come join me for just a minute? You come on up here, Savannah. We'll let you. Would you put that on? Okay, you got to sit down. Sit on the first step. You can put that one.
I have to put this on?
Yes, you got to put that on. Here you go. We're having a party.
Do I have to?
Just be quiet and just sit still and. I need some more volunteers. Come on. Come on, Raven. Nicole. Bring your partner with you. Come on. You don't have to stay long. I know full well I'm not putting this new glue on. Or red. I got one more. Who wants to get in on the party? Who wants to mess with it? I got two more girls. Come here. Hey, Mia. One red, one green. Sit right there. Now, I know y'all dying, but it is.
You should put yourself on top of it.
Here we go. You got one. You get one.
You got one.
You get one. Who doesn't have one? Which one am I keeping? I'm not keeping pink. I know that. All right. What do we usually do at a party? Y'all help me here.
Celebrate.
We celebrate, right?
Yes.
So let's celebrate. Let's make. Y'all want to make some noise. Let's make some. Let's see you do that. Come on. Come on. Blow. You got to blow hot. You more full of hot air than that, Savannah. Blow that thing. It's party time, right?
Yeah.
Oh, look at all you people out there. Come on. It's party time. Hey, yeah. Raise the roof. There you go. Come on. I got to come over here to the Presbyterian side. It's party time. All right. Now, you can't play with us for the rest of the service, but you can take hats off and go back. Okay?
Because I'm getting ready to have a party, and y'all aren't invited.
Hey.
Don't go back to your seats. Thank you.
Okay.
She got a comb in her hair.
No, my earring. Be correct.
Somebody will help you. Well, it is party time. You know, some of you were at parties on Saturday night and other nights, and some of you had egg and others. But nobody in here better have had any nog, but it's party time. And what is it that you expect if you have a party? The person you're throwing the party for, you're supposed to do what? You're supposed to bring a gift. Now, I have a gift. I have my gift. Now the rubber hits the road. In fact, Let's just do this. You just open your Bible and I'll prove to you that it's time for gifts. To Matthew chapter 2. When we get to the second chapter of Matthew, some people put it at what we call the nativity or the manger. It actually was probably when Jesus was between 1 and 2 years old that the Magi finally arrived. That's why Christmas is not a day, it's a season. The Magi, or the wise men, came to the home where Jesus was. And those of you know about the kings, or we three kings, we sang about them earlier. We actually believe that there was more than three, though legend has said that. There was probably closer to 12. We believe they were from the nation of Persia. Why do you say that? Persia is our modern-day Iran, because we believe that they came from there. Because when there was an attack during the time of the Ottomans, they came to attack the city of Bethlehem. And one of the reasons that they did not destroy what is known as the Church of the Nativity is because up on the front of the Church of the Nativity was a fresco which showed Persian wise men. Well, they came, and you say, well, why 12? Well, folks, we use, you know, we can't, Ruth, you need to put 12 in the program from now on, okay? Other than that, what did they bring? You help me here. The scripture tells us, but what did they bring? They brought gifts because they were coming to a party. And it's Jesus' birthday party that we're celebrating. So they were coming to the party, and I'm sure this is confusing y'all and bothered me, so I'm going to take it off. But they brought, what gifts did they bring?
Gold,
frankincense, and myrrh. Now, let's just be honest. I want you to think about the time period. They did not have, though the Romans were in charge, they did not have police really everywhere. How many people do you know that travel with gold as something as expensive as frankincense was, which was actually an ointment or a perfume, you know, an oil used from time to time in the temple for very special occasions, and myrrh. So the group that showed up that day came to Jesus' home, and it says, let's just read what it says. Verse 9. After hearing the king, they had spent time with King Herod. They went their way, which they had seen, with the star which they had seen in the east, went on before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. Now, how do we say that it wasn't at the manger? I want you to check this out. It says, after coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and did what? Isn't it odd that at a party they would come and these people of wealth and of royalty would come and fall at the feet of him who they knew to be the Messiah? That's a lesson for us today if we just stop right there. That when we think about the baby Jesus or the grown-up Jesus, that we really need to fall down and worship him. He's not just your friend. He's not your buddy. He is your Savior and your Lord. And then it says, then opening their treasures, they presented to him gold. Gold, what did the gold represent? Well, first of all, it was valuable then, it's valuable now. Anybody wants to give me any gold this morning, I'll be happy to receive it. Gold representing his royalty. They come into a house with a child and they present gold. Now, they didn't just throw down a few trinkets, they presented gold. Very, very valuable then. Then they presented frankincense. Frankincense representing his priestliness. You see, Jesus is our great high priest. The babe that grew up, it says now that he stands beside the throne of God, ever making intercession for you and I as the great high priest. And then myrrh. Myrrh was an embalming ointment or fluid.
seems strange to come to the house of a baby and bring myrrh, something you were going to embalm somebody with? But they knew because God had led them, pointing toward his death. So we've come to a party. Now, as I told you earlier, and any of you that don't think this cake is real, if I cut into it, y'all are going to watch Miss Ruth have a spell, okay? I told her I would, and she threatened me. This actually is for tonight, but this is a real cake. And if you come tonight, and if you're good, real good, you might get a piece. They might, right, Miss Ruth? We didn't say they would. We said they might, okay? But I brought my gift. I've got my gift. Now, what's my gift for? I would love to give it to you guys, but I can't do that. I'm not giving it to you guys. You see, I brought my gift for Jesus. And it's in this little bag. It's a gift for Jesus, yep. You see, this year and every year, as we celebrate Christmas, we buy gifts, we run to the mall, and we stress, and we fuss, and we think, what do they need when they have everything? But do we give a gift for Jesus? And so today, that really is the question, and that is the message. They brought gold, very valuable. Frankincense, very valuable. And myrrh, very valuable. And they brought it and gave it to someone who wasn't even their Savior. My question for you this morning, a question for you really deeply, is what will you give Jesus this year? You may not have thought about it. You need to. There's still time. The malls are still open. Just go see. But what would you give him? What would you give the Lord if you had the chance? Now, I'm not talking about what you would give Holloway's. I'm not talking about, well, I'll give a little more of my money. Or look, what will you give this year to Christ? So what we're going to do in just a moment, Rose has them. We're going to let some of our men come. We're going to give you a little white envelope. This was not original to me. There was a father. And his children had everything, and the family had everything. And the father said, you know, this year, we're going to do something a little different. He said, we've given gifts to each other for years, but we're going to give a gift to Jesus. And so what the father did is he took and wrote down what he would give the Lord that year. And he put it on his Christmas tree. When his children got up the next morning, they were kind of shocked because they had forgotten their envelope. It wasn't that important. His wife had hers and she put it on there. They lost their little white envelope and had no gifts for Christ. Had gifts for each other, but not for him. Tragedy struck the family. The father was killed about 8 months later. Christmas was coming. The mother has grieved as only a mother and wife can grieve. As she was sitting grieving Christmas Eve, she thought, oh, I've forgotten the little white envelope. She hurriedly got a little envelope, spent some time in prayer, and decided this is what I'm going to give Jesus this next year. She walked into the Christmas tree to pin it to the Christmas tree, and tears filled her eyes as there were three other little white envelopes there, each from her children. We're going to give you a little white envelope. You can lose it. You can forget it. You can think nothing of it. But if you have a Christmas tree or you have a special place at home, what I'd ask you to do is take some time today or sometime this week, because you got time, and decide, what would I give to Jesus? Write it on a piece of paper and seal it. Nobody's to see it but you. You and the Lord. Now, we're not talking about what you give Holloway's. Holloway's doesn't need more of your time. We're not talking about, well, I'll sing in the choir this year, I'll do this. No. What will you give? Some of you need to give your heart. Your heart? Yeah. There are people here today who've never given Jesus their heart. And when you give Jesus your heart and you ask him to come and live in your heart,
He forgives you of something you want to get rid of anyway. Your sin. We've got many that have done that. Maybe this year you just need to say, Jesus, I give you my heart. Maybe you gave him your heart a long, long time ago. But maybe in the busyness of life, your heart's grown a little cold or a little distant. And you want to give Jesus, maybe you want to do like we did earlier in the fall where we had a 40 days of who's first. I'm proud to say that not because I'm the pastor, but because I've just decided I would do it, that I haven't missed but a few days out of probably since last fall where I have absolutely in the morning made him first. And spent time with him. And I want to tell you, my life's been so much richer. And putting him first in everything. Maybe you need to do that today. Maybe you need to say, Jesus, I want to give you more of me. Maybe you've given him 2/3 of your heart, but you haven't given him your life. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord? You see, there's a difference. There's Jesus, my Savior. Oh, as a little 9-year-old boy, I gave Jesus my heart and my sin. I put my hand into the hand of the pastor and my heart into the heart of the master. And I've never been the same. Maybe you need to do that. Maybe you need to be reminded today that I've got a few days to give something to Jesus. So I'm going to ask a few men, Perry, you and Robbie and maybe somebody, Stevie over there, if you would. I want you to, we've got 100 envelopes. We want you each to take one. And we want you to think about what you would give to Jesus. Now, nobody needs to know. You don't need to tell your wife or anybody else. But what would I give to Jesus this year? Will I give him my heart? Will I give him more of my heart? Maybe you've let him be your Savior, but he's never become your Lord. What does it mean to become Lord? It means that he rules your life. Is there some part of your life that you're holding back from the Savior? Jesus wants it all. We love that song, all to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. Is that what you want to do today? I want you to hold on to these. Don't lose them. Put them on your tree or under your tree. If somebody comes in your house and goes, what's that for? I hope I have enough. Are we over 100 in here? We still got some in the back. I think we still got some. We're going to do our best. If for some reason you don't get an envelope, I didn't think we'd have over 100 adults in here. Will you find one at home and do this? Will you just spend a little time personally saying, Jesus, this is my gift for you. Gold, frankincense, did you get one, Savannah?
Yes, sir.
All right. Who doesn't have one? Sam, y'all have some in the back there? Okay, I think we got everybody. Have we got the back area covered? We got to get Stevie's coming over there. We're not leaving anybody out. I want you to take your envelope. If you haven't got one, raise your hand. We want to make sure you get one. Oh, that's right. We got our people in the balcony. We got balcony folks. We're out. All right, Rose, give me yours. You get another one. You don't have one, Kendra. I'm stealing yours. Mary, I know you'll remember. I want the balcony folks to get some. Some of you that'll remember, if you'll volunteer yours, I will do better next year. Oh, me, a little faith. Okay, take those and kind of pass those folks up there. I think we got pretty much. Dan, we got to get over there to y'all. That's what you get sitting on the right side. You just get left out of everything, don't you, brother? Y'all better get up there to Dad. He didn't grow that beard for nothing. Now, take your envelope, place it over your heart. Close your eyes. Take your envelope if you have one. We have some. Robbie, we got more. Do we? People, some of you that gave them up, we got them. Or place your hand over your heart. We got some more. Have we got more we can give out? Some of these folks down here gave theirs up. I want to make sure we're ready. We want to take the time to do this. And we got some more coming upstairs. Place your hand over your heart. And I want you, if you have your envelope, what I want you to think about is what, just, Lord, this is what I want to give. Close your eyes. Lord, this is what I want to give you this year. I want to give you this for your birthday, Lord. Because it's about you. It's not about me, Lord. It's all about you. As you're thinking about that, I want you to think about and say these words to yourself. Happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to do a little song for you. You can't have a birthday party without a birthday song. When we get through the first two verses, I'm going to ask you to join me. We've about worked Ronald to death today. Three different CDs.
Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the tinsel and lights make the holiday bright, but it's all about you. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the carols and bells make the holiday swell, and it's all about you. Happy birthday, Jesus. Jesus, I love you.
If you know it, I want you to sing this next part with me.
Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the tinsel and lights and the presents are nice, but the real gift is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas.
Maybe there's somebody here who's ready to give their heart to you today. Can we pray if they've done that they'll take the time to seek me out and share that with me? Lord, I hope that we'll remember that you are the reason for the season.
and then in our hearts as we leave this place today, and then we come back tonight, that we're singing, Happy Birthday, Jesus. It's all about you.